The following is a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us. Time once again for a Big Yield Spotlight. I'm Kyle Hill, visiting in studio with Kent Kaufman of BigYield.us. Glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Now, last week we talked about burning weeds and the advantages of doing this. So let's recap our conversation from that.
Yes, so burning and flaming weeds, you're running a flamethrower through the field and you're using the heat to kill the weeds. And so what this heat does is it vaporizes the water in the plant cell, and this causes the weed to die. The flame is actually just the heat source. You're not actually trying to burn the weed or char the weed. And the way you test is whether or not the weed will die is you do what's called the fingerprint test. You grab a leaf of a recently burned weed, put your thumb against it, and you'll leave a fingerprint. The weed will die. You usually see the plant start to wilt a little bit before this happens, but not all weeds will necessarily have that visual wilt before you see that they're going to die.
Last week, we talked about broadcast burning. That's where you burn an empty field. This week, we're talking about foliar burning. What's the difference with that?
So foliar burning is when you're going through the field with your crops already up. And so the main issue here is that you're trying to burn the growth portion of the weed, which is usually the top of the weed. It can vary depending on some weeds, but usually it's going to be the top portion of that weed. And not to burn the growth portion of your crops, which is, again, going to be the top portion of your crops. So you're going to want your crops to be over a foot tall, both corn and soybeans, and you want your weeds to be smaller. So that way you get the top growth portion and you get underneath the growth portion of your crops.
Now let's recap some of the advantages of burning.
So some of the advantages of burning, first off, it's very low running cost. The cost of the equipment is very, very reasonable, especially compared to any new sprayer costs. And we have kits that are even more reasonable than a fully functioning burner system. We run roughly 5 miles an hour whenever we're doing foliar burning. And so what this will get us is we'll go through 4 to 7 gallons of liquid propane an acre. And especially with propane costs right now, it's very, very reasonable to run that cost there, especially compared to chemicals and the fact that you're getting insect and weed control there. Compared to cultivating, burning will allow you to kill the weeds in row with your plant, and so it's not just that in between your rows, but if it's right next to your stock, then you can get those weeds as well. It'll help reduce insect pressure. It smokes both insects and eggs from the heat. It's really hard for insects to survive in 2,000 degrees, and so that's really nice there. With this, if you're looking for more insect control, then your timing as far as morning, noon, or evening is definitely going to make a difference there. And we've had a lot of growers that are able to earn a premium for their crops just because they were using burning and not necessarily the chemicals, and so there is a market demand for that.
And of course, we need to stress the importance of timing, especially with the safety surrounding flame. Are there times when you can't burn your crops?
Yes, there are times when you can't burn your crops. When your crops are very small, you're going to have to let the growth portion grow higher than that flame. With corn, you can burn it as long as you can drive over it, then you're safe to go because you can put that flame at the base of the plant. With soybeans, once you start to bloom, then you will smoke the blooms. Some growers do actually prefer this, though, so they can burn that bottom 2 to 3 inches of their plant and not waste the soybean plant's energy producing pods that are just really hard to harvest. I actually noticed last year we would get a 1 to 3 bushel bump if we burned a week prior to bloom because the soybean plant kind of liked that stress. It's not enough to justify how much you're spending on propane, but if you have to be out in the field anyways, then it's a nice bump. You also want to be careful about wind. If you're doing the broadcast burning, that wind will blow that heat around there. Foliar burning, you just got to be careful about things catching on fire there. The wind's not going to kind of blow the heat away. And so just be careful there whenever you start.
This is quite a delicate procedure here with foliar burning, and a lot more to discuss on this, Kent. If anybody has any questions about this procedure or anything that Big Yield has available, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the way they can get a hold of us, they can reach us online, bigyield.us. They can call our toll-free line, 844-242-4367. They can stop by the research farm off of 7 Highway. Easy to see, giant signs. They can check us out on social media, on Facebook as well.
Kent, once again, good to catch up with you and get your perspective on this and other topics throughout the week with BigYield.us.
Thanks, Kyle.
The proceeding has been a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us.